All right. Hey, we are here at sunny Belfast with Mike Cowan from MasterCard. How are you, Mike?
Very good. Thanks. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. Hey, you just got out of a session called The Future of Payments. Can you give us a quick summary on what that was all about?
Absolutely. So what we were talking about was the fact that the way in which people shop and buy things is changing, mm-hmm. and therefore, as an industry, we need to be changing as well. Okay. We need to be developing payment solutions that are fit for purpose, that are made to work in digital, that mean that people can shop simpler, quicker, easier, and but still securely.
Yeah. That, I mean, it's such an evolving arena of payments. Mike, how would a bank or a credit union keep up with this type of stuff?
Well, obviously, the first thing would be stay close to your MasterCard guy, your MasterCard relationship manager, because obviously what we try and do as an organization is act globally, so we try and make sure that our people are aware of all of the developments that we have going on, mm-hmm. Around digital, so they should be able to help with the story. Okay. And then obviously if you want to get into something that's more detailed, that requires more expertise, then we have people on hand who can help with those conversations as well.
Yeah, it's such a moving target. It's craziness.
It's changing every day, literally.
Exactly.
Yeah, by
the time this interview is over, it'll be changed.
It could well be.
So what are a couple of takeaways that attendees could take away from your presentation back to their credit union?
I guess the key message is that the time is now. Digital payments is not something of the future. It's something you need to be thinking about right now. And I do think that the pace of change is going to be quite quick as well. So, you know, the way that we paid, you know, what we think of as digital payments, in particular, buying things online, buying things on the internet, buying things on your mobile phone, that's where a lot of this change is going to happen.
Right, okay.
And we need to make sure that all of our issuers and everybody that we work with is ready for that change and kind of ahead of the game.
Okay.
Because it does require some work on everybody's side. Mm-hmm. We have lots of services that we can help people with, but we need to have the conversations.
Yeah, because, I mean, there's the Internet of Things, there's wearables, it goes on and on, and it's exciting.
It is.
Yet head-spinning at the same time.
Absolutely, and I think the good news is that some of the changes that we need in order to enable those things to happen are already in place.
Okay.
So the same way that the MasterCard helped to enable Apple Pay and Android Pay and Samsung Pay, it's going to be exactly the same platforms, exactly the same technologies that are used to enable the Internet of Things, the wristbands, the jewelries, the car keys. So by onboarding to those services, by registering with those services, our issuers will be well placed to be able to support those things as they come along.
Yeah, so it'll be a more of a seamless type of thing, hopefully.
That's the intent. So the idea is, you know, throughout its entire history, MasterCard has played this role of being this many-to-one-to-many connector, historically connecting issuers and cardholders to retailers, and in the digital world, connecting those same issuers and those same cardholders to digital service providers, to the mobile phone manufacturers, to the wristband manufacturers, to the app developers, to all of these guys.
Right. Wow. I mean, we have come so far from just the wallet, you know?
Absolutely. And you know, I think people are starting to talk about, you know, the world in which you can leave the house without carrying your wallet and actually say, maybe I really could do that now. Mm-hmm. And certainly people, pioneers, journalists, bloggers have done that and written about the experience.
Yeah. So. Indeed. Do you want to talk about the MasterPass conversion? Do you want to talk about that announcement?
Yeah, okay. Absolutely. So MasterPass is our solution for enabling safe, simple, secure online payments. So the idea is, rather than typing in long card numbers and expiry dates and security codes, you click a button, you select a card, and then the payment is taken care of. So that's been around for 3-4 years now. And what we have recently announced is, as you said, Converge MasterPass. So the other thing that's been happening in parallel is the massive growth of contactless payments, in particular using a mobile phone for contactless payments, so tapping your mobile phone to pay for stuff in stores. And MasterPass Convergence is all about those two things coming together, about having one experience on your mobile phone, which typically might be your mobile banking app, that you can use both to tap to pay, but also to buy stuff in browser and in app.
Okay. Right? Wow, this is so exciting. I mean, I really enjoy, I've said this a million times, these are really exciting times to be in the financial services sector.
Absolutely.
I
mean,
we've
absolutely.
Come such a long ways from, like I said, the wallet or just a checkbook or anything like that. Now it's like, there's so many avenues you can go down.
And the phrase you'll keep hearing us use is more change in the next 5 years than there's been in the last 50. And it's true. It's not exaggeration. It's the rate of change is phenomenal now.
Wow. Well, it's kind of like a soap opera as the world of payments turns. You know, it's always exciting and fun, and glad to have folks like you in there directing us which way to go.
It keeps us interested.
Indeed. All right, Mike. Great message to end on. Thank you so much.
Thanks,
well done. Right?